lack of experience, difficulty securing employment in the sector and lack of opportunities were major barriers post-graduation. Many felt that their lack of experience put them at a disadvantage compared to other applicants. Quote, in terms of jobs in the arts, I felt like it maybe has held me back a bit not having had any experience working for an arts organisation in an arts setting, really. Quote, it's still alien to me. I'm frustrated because I feel like I should be further along. Quote, I've heard that once you get your foot in the door, if you do that for maybe like a couple of weeks or a month or something, then they might recruit internally, or they might ask you or advise you for jobs they've got going. Quote, I definitely didn't feel like I could jump straight into a job in the art by any means after graduating. I actually felt like I had no work experience in the arts at all, besides a couple of lines on my CV to say that I'd been to GSA. Students from York St John and LAU were the only interviewees who had an optional placement built into their course. This opportunity helped them get a clearer understanding of their career paths and was desirable to employers post-graduation, providing them with the experience they needed to secure a role in the sector. Quote, I actually really liked it, but I realised that being a curator was not necessarily what I wanted to do anymore. Conversely, those who did not have the opportunity to take part in a placement as part of their course felt that this would have benefited them. Quote, I think that would have helped me a lot with that kind of issue I had with the direction I wanted to go in. That would have helped hugely. One GSA graduate, who had since gone on to study a master's degree, commented that the placement this course offered with a local arts organisation gave them the experience they needed to secure their current role in the sector. Most graduates reported that opportunities for professional development while studying were extracurricular and for the most part unpaid, meaning that students who could not afford to work for free and those with caring responsibilities could not take advantage of them. Quote, that's one of the most useful things I could have done. That's one of the best things I got out of the course. I think that's been an integral point in my career to get me the job I'm in just now. Quote, at the time, I wouldn't have had any time to do any opportunities because it was hard enough to juggle to get to college and work on time and sort my kids out without adding any extra on top of it. Quote, paying rent and eating comes before doing any professional practice. Quote, I think especially in the arts, there's a lot of that, oh, it'll be good experience for you, but it's not obviously that accessible if it's unpaid. The main channels for sourcing opportunities for professional development while studying were university/college emails, bulletin boards on campus, word of mouth and social media. The data shows that graduates felt that information about opportunities was not equally distributed, and that tutors favoured some students, making them aware of opportunities and providing them with support with applications. Those who could not be in the studio as much due to work, illness or caring responsibilities felt that this put them at a disadvantage, as they missed out on opportunities for professional development being shared by tutors. Some also pointed out that the premium placed on social currency in the art world puts those with caring responsibilities, as well as neurodivergent and non-binary people, at a disadvantage, as student-led projects and collaborations tend to evolve out of peer bonding in social settings. Quote, you miss out on it because you need to make a dinner. You can't go for a drink after university or missing an opening exhibition because your kid is sick or you need to put your baby to sleep. Quote, if you don't choose the lifestyle that they choose with drinking and out-of-hours partying, then you could miss out. Quote, if you don't go to the tea party, you're not included. Quote, not every place is friendly to me to go to. Interviewees who were unable to take part in these opportunities felt that this had a negative impact on their prospects post-graduation. In general, interviewees felt that graduating during COVID-19 meant that there were fewer jobs available throughout the UK. Quote, because of the climate of COVID, I knew there wasn't going to be any jobs to apply for. Quote, nothing was open, everything was furloughed. The last thing people were doing was employing people at this point in time. So it was like, what am I going to do? Those living in Glasgow or London described a competitive and oversaturated job market. Whereas students living out with the central belt in Scotland and in smaller towns and cities in England felt there were a lack of opportunities in their local area. Quote, there was loads of jobs out there, I was applying for so many. But it was about every feedback was the same. It was kind of like just, oh yeah, you don't have enough experience. Quote, it's that industry where you have to really be active or you're just not going to get enough skills, experience or notice for actually getting these positions. Quote, for the younger folk or the folk who are just trying to get established, I don't think there's so much available for them. Quote, I feel there needs to be more opportunity for graduates and not just one. You know, I've got one opportunity to do this. I want to have, you know, maybe 20. Quote, in Shetland, there's a lot of opportunities for carers and joinery, but art isn't really one of them. That's just how it is. Those who are able to take part in extracurricular professional development, be that participating in student-led shows or volunteering, found it helped them to get a clearer picture of the art world and their potential career paths. These graduates also said it helped them develop skills they found useful in their future careers, gain experience, build networks, and improve their confidence. Quote, it made me really like, this is possible, and like if you make a name for yourself, and if you were involved, it'll work out. So I think it was really reassuring for me and really good for my confidence. Some also said that this led to future opportunities with the same organisation, and that contacts they made there supported them with applications for other opportunities. Some of those who worked with early career artists or art students established connections that led to collaborative projects. Interviewees from working class backgrounds drew attention to the masking of structural inequalities in the sector via the tokenism of working class artists. Others spoke of a sense of imposter syndrome whilst trying to work in the sector. Quote, while I don't think that necessarily affects me through application in terms of seeking work or opportunities, it can sometimes become a bit of a token, if that makes sense. One artist working in London, the only person of colour from our English sample, gave an example of the racial discrimination they faced whilst working in the arts. Quote, when you think about the traditional white cube space, it's just boring old men. They're not ready to accept us. Quote, it's not going to be easy. You've got to be strong and thick-skinned and believe in your talent. If you adamantly believe you deserve to be here, no one can tell you otherwise.